好，弟兄姐妹们平安。啊，我们转眼进到年尾了哈。
Before we know it, it's almost the end of the year.
啊，我们跨进了十一月，就是跨进了我们已经操练了十八年的感恩月。
And November is the month of Thanksgiving that we have practiced for 18 years.
十八年是很长的时间呢。
18 years is a long time.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，我们有没有操练照圣经说的凡事谢恩
？I don't know if we have reached the point like the scripture says we shall give thanks in everything.
而且我们每一次真正发自内心对神的感谢，圣经上说这是把荣耀归给神。
Every heartfelt thanksgiving is to glorify God according to scripture.
好不好？我们不光说，你现在至少心中想一件事情，对神说：“神，我谢谢你。”
Okay, let's pause for a moment and think about one thing and say to God, Lord, I thank you for it.
讲了吗
？Yeah, done.
他说什么
？What did God say?
我说神怎么回答你
？Oh, no, I mean, what did God say?
我希望我们真的常常这样操练哈。那今天我们也要特别感恩，就是昨天有14位弟兄姊妹受洗归入主的名下。
One thing we're very thankful today is that 14 brothers and sisters got baptized yesterday.
那我们真的希望你们一信耶稣就能够好好的走路。
We hope that once you become Christians, you will follow the Lord diligently.
不要浪费时间，要来就来真的。
Be serious and take it serious. Don't waste your time.
非常高兴教会一直有人信主，因为有一个人信耶稣，天上的天使天君都在欢乐的。
We're so thankful that the Lord keep giving us people who are saved because one saved soul will cause joy, joyful celebration in heaven.
好，我们再次感谢主，今天是这个月的第一次，所以是 combine meeting， 非常高兴英文组的弟兄姊妹都过来。
We're so thankful that this is the first Sunday of the month, so we are having combined meeting with English speaking congregation.
我们一个月一次这样子合并的聚会，不是只是聚会方式的不同，而是在这里要见证一件事情。教会是跨越，神儿女们是跨越所有的间隔所有的不同，我们在基督里都是一家人。
So a monthly combined meeting is not just another format that we meet, but it's a testimony to testify that a congregation in the Lord is beyond barrier, like language barrier.
愿神祝福我们这样子的聚会啊
！The Lord bless our combined meetings.
那今天是我们要继续讲约书亚记第七讲。
Today is the seventh.Message of the book of Joshua.
十二月份的，我们就会对约书亚记做一个总结。
And then, in the month of December, we will conclude this series on the book of Joshua.
我在开始的时候说过，这次要讲约书亚记，希望从一个不同的角度来讲，讲独居之名。
So at the beginning, I share with you that I want to speak about this series from a different angle, people dwelling alone.
就是在这个地上有一般的人跟世人不同，叫做独居之民，特特属神的人。
Because there's a group of people on earth that are different, unique. They're separated and for God only.
总题叫做得胜有余的独居之民。
And the thing today is that.They are more than conquerors. These people.
这帮人身上的特点，他们是被神分别出来属神的，然后在世界经过的时候，他们得胜有余。
So these group of people, they're separate out of the out by the Lord unto God, and then while they go through earthly journey, they are more than conquerors.
我不晓得你们的感觉怎么样。打开报纸，看新闻，看所有的资料，这个世界天天都是坏消息。
Nowadays, if you look at the media, whether it's online newspaper, all we see are bad news.
充满了压力，充满了愁苦，充满了对立，充满了悲剧。
Full of tragedy, stress, and conflicts everywhere.
当我们穿过的时候
，But yet when we go through them,
我们怎么样子能够过得胜的生活
？How can we live a life that is victorious more than conquerors？
整个约书亚记告诉我们，不光要进入迦南，也要征服迦南。
So the book of Joshua tells us not only that we shall enter Canaan, but conquer Canaan.
前面两次我们已经把迦南地所有的征战讲完了哈。
So we have talked about all the battles while entering Canaan.
那么征战的目的是为了要承受产业。
So the purpose of all these battles is to inherit the heritage.
我们不要用属世的观念去想产业，在 Silicon Valley, 那个房子贵得不得了，是吧？
Let's not think about the earthly inheritance as houses are so expensive in Silicon Valley.
我们在开头的时候讲过，迦南美地，神要赐给我们的美地，乃是指的基督来说的。
So we mentioned this before, the promised land, the beautiful land that God wants to give to us actually talk about Christ.
所以承受产业讲到我们不仅仅得着基督，我们要得的更丰富。
So to receive this inheritance is that we shall attain Christ and even more abundantly.
我们先读一下今天的背诵经文，彼得前书第一章三到四节。
So let's read the memorization verse of the day, 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 to 4.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。英文也读一遍。
Let's read the English together. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
所以这节圣经告诉我们，不光因着耶稣基督为我们死、为我们复活，让我们得着了重生。
So this script, this verse tells us not only that Jesus Christ died for us so that we can be saved.
不只是仅仅得救而已。
Not only that we can barely saved.
神给了我们一个荣耀的盼望。
But the Lord has given us a glorious hope.
让我们能够带着荣耀的盼望来度今生。
So that we can go through this earthly journey with this glorious hope.
带着荣耀的盼望，让我们不虚此生，而且让今生满了价值。
So that our life here on earth can be full of value and significance.
所以如果我们没有一个荣耀的未来，荣耀的标杆的话，我们今天在地上常常就是马马虎虎、随随便便或盲目的过一生了。
So if we don't have this glorious goal set us ahead of us, then our life can just be squandered away easily.
所以在基督里我们重生了。
So in Christ we were born again.
而且将来要进到荣耀里去，神为我们预备的在这里，他说是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
And not only that we're born again, but we shall enter and receive inheritance. This inheritance is incorruptible, undefiable, and will not fade away.
你们有没有想过在天上有基业？
Have you ever thought about your inheritance in heaven?
你每天都在存吗？
Are you deposit to your heavenly inheritance every
day? 我们可能为了自己将来退休都在开始存款，好，为了孩子的教育学费我们在存款。
Maybe we're saving money for our retirements or for our children's education fund.
为了早晚有一天买了一个属于自己的小窝也在存款。
Or maybe saving money so that one day you shall have a house that you that's to your own.
但是你有没有想到我们天天都在天上在这里存留那个荣耀的基业。
But have you ever thought about you're also saving for your glorious inheritance in heaven?
不是房子，是基督。
It's not a house, but
Christ. 所以我们今天在地上经过的时候，承受迦南就是讲到怎么样子在基督里，我们能够不仅仅得生命，而且得到更丰盛的生命。
So that not only in Christ we can receive a life, but life more abundantly.
好，所以我们先看了一下，这是今天要读的这些经文，我们回家读，一共有十章圣经啊。
So actually, our scripture reading will be 10 chapters. So we'll leave to you to read.
它是在民数记二十六章，神的百姓在摩押平原，就是跟应许之地只有一河之隔的地方。
So this happens. This is recorded in the book of Numbers, chapter 26, when God's people gather by the river, across from the Promised Land.
这个图就是摩押平原。
This is the picture of the plains of Moab.
摩西在那里第二次的数点神的百姓。
So Moses was counting, numbering the people for the second time right there.
第一次在民数记第一章，他是按着各个支派，还有按着军队数点他们。
So the first time happened in the book of the Numbers chapter 1, he was numbering, counting according to the tribes and the army.
按着支派宗族属点他们，就是要他们知道他们是蒙爱蒙神拣选的一般人。
There were numbered and counted according to their tribes, to, so that people would understand that they were the chosen one being loved.
所以就像我们中国的家谱一样，数数数数数数到最后就知道是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Just like they were counting their genealogy and all the way back to Adam.
按军队数点他们，就是让他们知道他们也是蒙召受托有使命的一般子民。
But then they were also numbered according to their army.Arrangements,
so that
they can understand that they are being called, that they are being commissioned.
这是民数记第一章的数点。
And this is the numbering, the counting happened in Book of Numbers, chapter
1. 那民数记第二次的数点。
The second count.
是为着承受产业的。
Is to inherit the land.
啊，所以分地的属灵意义讲到承受产业。
So the allotment, the distribution of the land is actually to receive the inheritance.
神为我们每一个人都预备了属灵的产业。
God has prepared a spiritual inheritance for every one of us.
呼召我们起来，经过征战来承受产业。
And God called us to go through the battles to inherit the inheritance.
你看，其实保罗的这一生啊
，Just look at the life of Paul.
他也都是一直在那里得得得得得。
He's always receiving.
他说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我乃是竭力追求，或者我可以得着神在基督里所要我得着的。”
Like Paul says, he's when we look at his life, it seems like he keeps receiving, but yet he says, "I do not consider myself have attained, but then I press on to lay hold of what Christ has called me to receive in Christ Jesus."
保罗的这句话就把它表达出来：我竭力追求，或者我可以得着。神在基督里所要我得着的。
So that he says, I press on so that I may lay hold of what Christ has laid hold of me.
所以他说我只有一件事，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，我要得着神在基督耶稣里从上头召我来得的奖赏。
And he says, I do one thing, forget what is the past, but reach toward the goal which Christ has called me in.To receive the goal of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看看我们的生活，从早到晚这么多事情，常常就让我们忽略了那不可少的那一件事情。
But look at our daily life. We're full of mundane things, errands that we keep neglecting. One thing that is not neglectable.
保罗说他只有一件事。
But Paul says I only have one thing.
表示他不管做什么事，或吃或喝，都为了荣耀神，都为了得着基督。
In other words, no matter what he did, whether eating or drinking, whatever he did, in order to receive that one thing to glorify God.
好，那么分地这个约书亚记三大部分哈，进入迦南用了五章，征服迦南用了九章，那么承受迦南用了十章的经文。
So the book of Joshua actually is divided into three sections: entering Canaan, 5 chapters, and then conquering Canaan, 9 chapters, and then to receive the land, 10 chapters.
神怎么样子把迦南美地分给神百姓十二个支派
？So how did God distribute the land among the 12 tribes?
所以十二个分地的原则，我们看一下《民数记》二十六章。
The principles of allotment.We can see in Numbers chapter 26.
五十二节到五十五节，耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你要按着人民的数目，将地分给这些人为业。人多的，你要把产业多分给他们；人少的，你要把产业少分给他们。要照着被数的人数，把产业分给个人。虽是这样，还要连究分地。”
Numbers chapter 26 verses 52 to 55. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying that to these land shall be divided as an inheritance according to the number of names. To a large tribe you shall give a larger inheritance. To a small tribe you shall give smaller inheritance. Each shall be given its inheritance according to who were numbered among them. But the land shall be divided by lot.
好，在这里讲到分地的两个根据啊。
Two principles of allotment.
我们先讲后面的那个连究分地，讲到是根据神的主权。
By lot, that means, in other words, by the sovereignty of God.
对不信神的人叫做靠运气哈。
For the non-believers, it seems like by lot.
对不对？连究刷签叫靠运气。
Draw the lot to see your luck.
对我们信的人叫做神的主权。
But for us who believe in God, that is the sovereignty of the Lord.
所以诗篇四十七篇第四节告诉我们，他为我们选择产业，就是他所爱的雅各的荣耀。
So Psalm 47 verse 4 says, He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob.Whom he loves.
诗篇十六篇告诉我们，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份，我所得的，你为我持守。用神量给我的地界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。
Psalm 16:5-6 says, O Lord, you are the portion of my inheritance and my cup. You maintain my lot. The lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance.
这两节圣经告诉我们得产业三个很重要的事情，大家要记得三件很重要的事。
Three things about receiving inheritance.
第一个是他为我们拣选，完全是出于他主宰的权柄。
It's chosen by God for us out of his sovereignty.
所以研究就说到出于神的主权。
By drawing lot, we submit to the sovereignty of God.
诗篇十六篇说用神量给我的，表示是神量给我们的。
Psalm 16 tells us the lines have fallen. In other words, the lines are measured by God.
神不是大手一挥说这一片都给你，神是用神量的。
So God does not randomly waving hands and say, "Oh, you can get this piece," but He actually carefully measured it out.
所以圣经里面诗篇139篇讲到，我在地上的日子还没有过一天，还没有度一日，神都已经写在册上了，表示他早就已经在我们身上有命定的计划。
In Psalm 139, the Lord also says, I have already written on the book the days that you haven't even lived. In other words, God has a plan and destiny for us.
最近刚读的《使徒行传》17章也告诉我们，神早就预先定好了我们连线和所住的疆界。
And also book on Acts chapter 17 says, God already determined.Our times and the boundaries of our dwelling.
不仅我们没有一个人知道自己会活多久，对不对？我们的年限多少，没有人知道。
No one knows how long we will live, right?
连我们疆界有时都不知道。我从小从来没想过有一天我会来美国，一来美国住了42年。
And we also cannot predict where we're going to live, right? I never imagined I would move to America when I was a child.
早就计划好的，这是神的主权。
But God has already planned out of His sovereignty.
然后说到我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
So that in Him we have our live and we have our beings.
第一个是，所以讲到神为我们拣选。
So the first thing is that God chose for us.
第二个，他自己就是我们的产业。
Second, He Himself is our portion of inheritance.
虽然我们每一个人遭遇不一样，有的是弟兄，有的是姊妹，有的是学 IT 的，有人是当医生的，有人是在餐馆的，我们每一个人的人生遭遇都不一样。
So everyone has our unique life where male, female, and then our experiences, everything is different, unique.
但是神要给我们的产业就是他自己。
But then the inheritance that God wants to give us is actually Himself.
是不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、属天的产业。
That is a heavenly inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, and will not fade away.
所以大卫说：“我的产业实在美好。”
That's why David says, "Oh, how beautiful is my inheritance."
可不可以跟隔壁的说说我的产业实在美好？就算你现在还没房子。
Okay, even though you don't have a house, please say to your neighbor, "My inheritance is indeed good."
因为他自己就是我们的产业。
Because He Himself is our inheritance.
所以神是把最上好的给我们他为我选择，他说这是所爱雅各的荣耀，就是 pride。
God has given us the very best Himself. He says, "All the excellence of Jacob." Everyone has it.
所以我们不光在客观上要有这样子的认识，在主观上要有这样子的经历。
Not only that, we shall have the objective knowledge, but also subjective experience.
所以这三件事情，他为我们拣选，他自己是我们的产业。我们的产业实在美好，每一个人要主观上来经历它。
So we shall experience that.Out of His sovereignty, He chose our inheritance, and He Himself is our portion, and our inheritance is indeed good.
我们中间十几年前，恐怕已经不止十几年前，有一位姊妹，诗琴姊妹，她发现癌症的时候已经是几乎末期了。
We had a sister who used to play the piano for us when, more than 10 years ago. And then when she was diagnosed with cancer, it was already the terminal stage.
动了手术，接受化疗，也接受这个放疗。
So she went through surgery, chemo and radiation therapies.
她跟我们说，有的时候常常就蹲在马桶旁边吐。
And then she said sometimes she would just stay with the toilet, keep vomiting.
但是当我们跟她祷告的时候，她用这篇祷告，她说：“用神量给我的祭界，坐落在佳美之处，我的产业实在美好。”听到的人都感动。
But yeah, I still remember when we were praying with her, and then these were her words: "The lines have fallen to me in pleasant places. Yes, I have a good inheritance."
这样子的信心是震动天地的信心，伟大的信心。
Such great faith will actually shake heaven and earth.
第二个，根据心造生命的度量，他说：“人多的把地多给他，人少的。”把地烧给他。
Second, the distribution, the allotment will be according to the measure of new life.
你知道以色列整个旷野的行程跟新约是相对应的啊。
Because the entire journey in the wilderness actually kind of comparable to the New Testament.
好，就是说天上降下来的玛纳，耶稣说：“我就是那天上降下来的真粮。”
For example, they received manna, and Jesus says, "I am the true bread from heaven."
随着他们的磐石。活水，保罗说，这个磐石就是基督。
And then there was a living rock following God's people, giving water. And then Paul says the living rock is actually Christ.
他们过红海。
They passed
保罗说在云里海里受洗。
And then Paul says they were baptized into the Red Sea.
所以同样的，所有当初第一批二十岁以外的全部倒闭旷野。
And yet, the,
新造的一批进入迦南。
Yeah, the first generation that came out of Egypt all died in the wilderness, and another new generation entering into the promised land.
换句话说，我旧造的生命，我属肉体的生命啊，需要倒闭旷野，让我在基督里，在新造的里面，我进入迦南。
In other words, this our old creation, our flesh, ought to die in the wilderness, so that the new creation will enter into Christ.
罗马书第八章。我们很熟的28-30，万事互相效力，就是一个目的，要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
And we're all very familiar with Romans chapter 8, verses 28-30. It says, "All things work for the good of those who love God for one purpose, so that we can be conformed to the image of Christ."
要叫我们像耶稣。
So that we can be like Christ.
耶稣说：“我就是生命。”
Because Jesus says, "I am the life."
我来要叫你们得生命，而且要得着更丰盛的生命，让我们一直得基督。
I came so that you can receive life and even more abundantly, so that we can keep receiving Christ.
彼得在彼得后书第一章也告诉我们，他用他自己的荣耀和美德召我们。
And Second Peter chapter one, it also says that God has called us by His glory and virtue.
叫我们既然脱离了从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
So that we can escape the corruptions of the flesh and then be partakers of His divine nature.
To be the partaker of His divine nature.
So that we can be partakers of His divine life.
承受伟大的生命。
And we receive this great divine life.
所以彼得说，我们一定要分外的殷勤。
So Peter says we ought to be exceedingly diligent.
有了什么又要加上什么，有了什么又要加上什么。他说这样子我们才会丰丰富富的进神国。
So Peter keeps saying that you ought to be diligent. You receive this, and then on top of that, and then add something on top of that, so that you can enter into the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ abundantly.
给大家一个挑战，每天晚上睡觉以前，你自己问问自己，我今天有多少的精力是可以被加到勇士去的？
So let me give you a challenge that every night before we go to bed, let's consider all the things that we have done, which can be counted in heaven, eternity.
我今天从早到晚，我经历了多少基督，我的生命被改变了多少。
Throughout the day, how much Christ have we experienced, and how much transformation have we experienced?
如果是交白卷的话，我们就要小心。不要明天还交白卷。
If we fail one day, we ought to be cautious so that we don't keep failing every day.
因为时间很快。
Because time flies.
你昨天交白卷，今天交白卷，明天很可能交白卷， 整年都可能交白卷。
If we fail yesterday, we fail today. It's very likely that we will fail tomorrow or even the entire year.
所以当我们去见主的时候，史百克弟兄说，神衡量我们只有一个标准，叫做 measure by Christ， 根据基督来衡量我们。
Brother Sparks says that when we go to heaven and see the Lord, we will be judged by one person, that is Christ.
就是使徒 Christ， 使徒行传十七章说的，神设立了一个人，要借着他审判天下。
That's said in Acts chapter 17 that God has appointed one person that through him he will judge the world.
所以底下给大家看一个图表，我要跟英文组抱歉，好，来不及翻译了。
We want to show you a chart. Sorry, there was no English translation.
当然，每一个人都可以自己做。我三十年前就用手写，已经写过了。那这里呢，就是把十二个支派第一次数点跟第二次数点的人数列出来，然后把他们增加或减少的数目写出来，增加或减少的百分比写出来。这个很容易做的，每一个人都可以做。
So actually, to English-speaking brothers and sisters, this chart is just a comparison between the first time people.They were counted and the second time by the tribes and also the percentage of their growth, their increase or decrease.
你看他们同样是神的百姓，同样经过旷野，同样经历神云柱火柱的带领跟玛纳的活水的供应，他们经历都是一样的。
So these tribes, they all share the same experience. They left Egypt, went to Canaan, and then went through wilderness, received manna as their food.
但是你发现马拉西这个支派增加了 63.66%。
But you see that the tribe of Manasseh actually their population increased by 63%.
西缅支派减少了62.56%。
And yet the tribe of Simeon, their population decreased by about 65%.
为什么有这么大的不同，弟兄姐妹？
Why such a great contrast?
完全在乎我们如何对待我们所信的神，我们如何对待神给我们的应许，给我们的托付。
It all depends on our attitude and response to God Himself and then God's calling commission in our lives.
你看西缅支派死这么多人。
Look at the tribe of Simeon, they lost so much.
你读民数记就知道，他们都已经快到迦南边界了。还族长当众带着这个米甸女子行淫乱进帐篷。
If we read the book of Numbers, we can see that they almost reached the promised land, the Canaan, and yet their leaders were committing adultery with the Gentile women.
他们对罪恶没有敬畏，没有害怕的心。
They did not fear God nor fear sin, the consequences of sin.
不是没有敬畏，没有害怕的心，对神没有敬畏，对罪恶没有害怕。
That, they did not have fear to God or sin.
所以整个西缅支派几乎少掉了60%+。
And we see that their entire tribe decreased by more than 60%.
而且你发现他们进迦南，照着他们所得的产业是在犹大的支派里面，到最后西缅支派完全被消化了，不见了。
And then actually the land that they receive actually among the land of the tribe of Judah and eventually they kind of vanished.
因为到了大卫做王的时候，最南边的犹大国，不是这个所罗门分裂以后，最南边的犹大国只剩下犹大支派跟便雅悯，西缅照理说也在南边，但是完全不见了。
When the kingdom was divided during the Solomon time,The South Kingdom actually was only consisted by two tribes, the Benjamin tribe and the Judah. But what happened to Simeon? They were supposed to live in the south.
神是轻慢不得的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, God is not to be mocked.
今天我们在新约里面所承受的祝福，远超过旧约的。
But yet today, living in the New Testament time, the inheritance we receive far exceeds the inheritance in the Old Testament.
我们可以蒙恩，可以成长，可以得胜的机会，远远大过旧约的百姓。
And the opportunities that we can be blessed and grow is far greater than the people in the Old Testament.
因为基督是我们的生命，而且住在我们里面，永远跟我们同在。
Because Christ is our life, He dwells in us and forever with us.
所以我在新人门训的时候特别强调，我们要享受基督的内住，接受基督的替代，活出基督的荣美。
So in the new man discipleship, I mentioned that we ought to enjoy the indwelling of Christ and receive the substitution of Christ and live out the glory and beauty of Christ.
有那时候讲新造生命的时候讲了四个题目，连于基督，经历基督，得着基督，活出基督。
I actually taught four topics through this discipleship. To be united with Christ, to experience Christ, to attain Christ, and to live out Christ.
享受基督的内住。
Enjoy the indwelling of Christ.
接受基督的替代。
Receiving the substitution of Christ.
活出基督的荣美。
And live out the beauty of Christ.
这是我们整个人生的生活原则。
And those are the principles of our life.
这也是我们整个天路历程一个最核心的价值，最高的价值。
And that is also our highest value, the core value of our pilgrimage.
它决定了我们今生的品质，也决定了我们在永世里面的价值，就是我们所得着的基业。
And it determines not only the quality of our life on earth, but also our value of heavenly inheritance.
我们背一遍好不好？
Let's memorize them.
享受基督的内住。
Enjoy the indwelling of Christ.
接受基督的替代。
Receive the substitution of Christ.
活出基督的荣美。
And live out the beauty of Christ.
好，我们底下就来讲哈，他们在就连在得地的这个过程中，他们也面对了许多的挑战。
Now let's look at the challenge of the process of receiving the inheritance.
其实我在读这些经文的时候，我里面感触很多哈。明明征战已经几乎打完了哈，已经。从此国中太平，没有征战了。
So when I read these scriptures, my heart was really sad because the battles were already won at this moment.
但是在他们得产业的事情上，还有这么多的问题。
But yet there were so many issues about receiving the land.
哦，我今天只讲三个哈，但而且每一个都只能简短的点到为止。
I'll just briefly touch three challenges that they faced.
我就非常稀奇，为什么三千多年前的挑战，到了二十一世纪的今天，这三件事情仍然是今天神儿女们非常大的挑战。
And I can't help but wonder why the challenges, the issues that they faced 3,000 years ago look so similar to the challenges that we have today.
经过了三千四百年的时间
，After 3,400 years.Years.
甚至我们新约的百姓已经在基督里过了两千年了。
And also, we have lived 2,000 years in Christ in the New Testament.
等一下，我讲的这三件事情，我们都很谦卑的为自己听听看，我到底在上面是得胜还是失败
？So when I go through these challenges, let's humbly listen and examine.If we have overcome,
那很多的经文来不及读，我想我就假设大家很熟了，我就带过去而已。
I'll briefly went through and then without reading the scriptures.
第一个就是有两个半支派，流便、加德跟马拿西的半个支派，他们挑选了约旦河东边的地方，他们不要过约旦河。
The first challenge is that two and a half tribes actually chose land east of the Jordan River.According to their own will, in other words, they would not want to cross the river.
我前面讲过过约旦河属灵的意义太重要了。
I mentioned about the spiritual significance of crossing the Jordan River, which is so important.
过约旦河的经历，说到我们在主观上，连于主的死，连于主的复活。
Crossing the Jordan River subjectively, unite us with the experience of.Uniting with Christ and His resurrection, His death and His resurrection.
进到在基督里的境界
so that we can enter into the realm of in Christ.
我跟你说，这个跟得救不得救不是直接有关的。
So I'm not talking about whether you're saved or not.
约旦河东的这两个半支派都是神的百姓。
Because the tribes that chosen the east bank of the river, they were God's people as well.
但是他们要的是要神的祝福。而不是要主自己。
But what they pursue, what they want, desire is actually the blessing of the Lord, but not the Lord Himself.
原谅我说，今天多少的基督徒信耶稣，甚至来教会是为了得祝福，而不是为了得着主。
Forgiving me for saying that, but likewise today, so many people come to church not for the Lord Himself, but to receive blessings from God.
以前我们请了一个讲员，徐华弟兄，我那个一个属灵前辈，他说。 基督徒如果不是真的为神活着的话，比世人更自私。
And then, there was a guest speaker came on over to our church many years ago. He said that if Christians do not live wholly for God, they are actually more selfish than non-Christians.
因为他在乎的，他祷告的，仍然是要神、要教会来为他效力、来帮助他。
Because they focus on, they ask, and then they pray just for God and the church to serve them and their purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里我们看见有两个半支派，他们不肯过约旦河。
So here we see two and a half tribes, they refuse to cross the river.
为什么不肯看呢？我们来看我节录的经文哈，大家回家自己读了，民数记三十二章。
It's listed in Numbers chapter 32.
我很快地读过去，他们看见亚谢地和基列地是可放牧放牲畜之地，就来见摩西和 祭司以利亚撒，并会众的首领说，我们若在你眼前蒙恩，求你把这地给我们为业，不要领我们过约旦河。十六节，两个支派的人挨近摩西说，我们要在这里为牲畜累圈，为妇人孩子造成，我们不和他们在约旦河那边一带之地同受产业，因为我们的产业是坐落在约旦河东这边。
This is Numbers chapter 32, verses 1 to 5 and then 16 to 19.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里发现到影响着他们做决定的是他们看见眼前的好处。
So what decided their decision is that they saw the benefit of staying.
然后他们就立刻做了一个决定，而是一个这么严肃的决定，而且这么可怕的决定。
So they made such a serious decision and serious mistake by what they see.
他们不肯过约旦河。
They refused to cross the river.
两个关键的原因。
Two key factors.
他说：“我要在这里为牲畜累圈。”
Says I shall build sheep holes.For our livestock.
那时候对以色列百姓，他们是以畜牧农为主的，这就是他们的事业。那我们今天的话来说，就是我们的事业、我们的职场、我们的财富啊。
So at that time, livestock is their livelihood. Just like today, we have our jobs and our careers.
我要为牲畜累圈，然后要为妇人孩子造城。
Says I will. They say we will build sheepholes here for our livestock and cities for our little ones.
就是讲到我们的家庭生活。
So our families.
弟兄姊妹，这两个职场生活、家庭生活当然都很重要，对不对？圣经上这么多的教训，我们也开了这么多的课。
So actually, these are our careers and our families are very important, and we have many Sunday school classes to teach about that.
但是什么时候我们把任何的人事物、任何人生的遭遇、任何人生的方式、生活方式放在神之上的话，我们的生活一定出问题。
But anytime we place anyone, anything, our life, our living, our whatever over God, and our life will have problems.
我们的生活一定出问题。
Our life will have problems.
我从年轻学生时代一直到不知道多少年里面，常常听到一个专题叫做 "How to balance our life"， 怎么样子平衡我们的生活。
Since I was a student until now, I've heard so many.Teachings and seminars on how to balance your life.
我年轻的时候自己也这样讲过。
And I also taught this before, preached about it.
你看，我们都在讨论如何平衡我的职场、我的家庭、我的教会，还有我个人，至少这四件事，对不对？我如何平衡这几个生活
？We always try to learn how to balance our career, our family life, our personal life, and our church life.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters,
原谅我说哈
，Forgiving me for saying that.
我越大，年纪越大，从我个人的经验、本身的经验，跟我所看到的。
As I grow older, and especially according to what I've seen, my experiences.
我觉得这样子的题目有一个瑕疵，有一个可能的问题。
There's a possible flaw and issue about such sayings.
所以你会发现，我后来根本不再讲如何平衡人生。
So therefore, you can see that I stop talking about.
他的问题出在我们把我们的生活 compartmentalize， 把它分隔化了。
The issue is that we compartmentalize our life.
我有职场生活，我有家庭生活，我有教会生活，我有我个人独处的生活。
I have my career life, my family life, my church life, and my personal life.
但是当我越来 越多的经历，越来越多所见所闻，我知道如果神不是我们生活的中心，不能让主居首位，你不可能平衡的。
As I grow older and according to my experience, if we do not place God as the first and the center of life, it's impossible for you to balance them.
你也许以为你平衡了。
You might think you have balanced it somehow.
甚至别人可能夸你平衡得不错。
Or people might praise you for doing a good job balancing them all.
但是如果神不是在我们生活的中心，不是我们生活中的首位，我们这个生活不叫平衡，根本不可能平衡。
But then if God is not the center and the first place in our life, then our life cannot be balanced.
你不可能拿一颗这个克拉的钻石跟一个一千克拉的石头来讲平衡，地上的东西不可能跟它有平衡的。
You cannot talk about balance between 500 carat of diamond and 500 carats of rocks. You cannot compare heavenly and earthly things and try to balance.
当我们把神摆对的时候，神会给我们智慧，怎么样子去处理时间，怎么样子去处理优先顺序，怎么样子去处理该有的人际关系的。
But if we place God as the center in the first place in our life, God will give us wisdom to know how to manage our time and prioritize things.
更不要说很多人是用平衡做借口把神划在外面。
Let alone some people use balance as an excuse to exclude God from certain sectors of life.
我决定承认人生需要有 boundary. 你人事物生活习惯时间使用、钱财使用、人际关系，我们需要有合适的界限。
I truly believe that we ought to respect boundaries in our lives, our finance, our relationships, our time management. We ought to have balance.
但是这个界限绝对不是用在神和我之间，更不能只用在神和我之间。很多人什么东西都没 boundary， 就是跟神划的界限。
But yeah, this boundary cannot be set.Between us and God, and only between us and God. Some people, they have no boundaries in their life except when they deal with God.
我一个礼拜只能礼拜天来。
So I can, for example, I can only come to church on Sundays.
我的 mortgage 付不出来，我只能5%的奉献。我们跟神有很多的界限。
Now I have a mortgage, so I can only tithe 5%.
但弟兄姊妹，我在这里不是讲要求，而是从非常真实的经历里面告诉弟兄姊妹，不要再把神关在你的人生抉择计划的外面去。
So brothers and sisters, please do not misunderstand that this is another requirement, but out of sincerity of the heart, that this is my experience. Let's not exclude God from our life.
要知道我们的每一个拣选背后都是代价。
Because every decision will lead to consequence.
对不对？你拣选了 A。等于你也拣选了你放弃 B C D E F 的所有的特权。
Because when we choose A, at the same time we are forfeiting B C D and all the privileges that come with B C D.
就像我以前举的例子，那个小孩子伸到古董花瓶里面去，逼着他爸爸妈妈把一个价值连城的古董花瓶打破。
Like the story I've mentioned before, when a child stick his hand into an expensive antique vase, and then that forced his parents to break the vase in order to
为了帮助小朋友的手可以拉出来
，in order to release his hand from the vase，
拉出来才发现他手里面紧握着一个5分钱的硬币。
And then after they released the hand, they find out the reason that he could not let go because he was holding a nickel in his hand.
一个传了几代充满意义，一个价值连城充满价值的古董花瓶，就在一个不知道分别价值的人手中给毁了。
So this priceless antique vase was broken and destroyed by this child who knows nothing about the value.
你会说因为小孩小嘛不懂事，因为那个花瓶不是你的，你讲得很轻松哈。
You may say, oh, it's because the child doesn't know. It's because the vase is not yours, so you can easily say.
Every single decision, 每一个决定背后都有代价。
There's a cost to every single decision and consequence.
河东两个半支派因为看见这个地好，马上想到他的牲畜，马上想到他的家庭。
And then these two,
连进迦南都不肯进了。
These two and half tribes, as they see this beautiful land, immediately they thought about their own livestock and they thought about their own families.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道。
So they refused to enter into Canaan.
我不知道今天你是怎么做你的决定啊。
I don't know how you make your decisions today.
我认识一个传道人姊妹，传道人的家庭里面，她说她从小家庭很穷。
I met someone who grew up in a minister's family, and then they were
poor. 他非常羡慕那时候台湾卖的冰棒，五毛钱一根骆驼冰棒。那个牌子叫骆驼，不是骆驼吃的哈，骆驼冰棒。
And then she grew up in a poor family, and then she always desired to have a popsicle in Taiwan.
好，有一次有个长辈来给他们几个，他们家的几个姐妹，一个人20块钱。
Once an elderly person came to visit their house and gave each one $20.
他高兴得不得了，他姐姐拿去买文具啊 ，stationery， 他妹妹跑去买玩具 ，toy。
And then the kids were so joyful. So her older sister bought stationeries, and then her younger sister bought toys.
她买了40根冰棒。
And then she bought 40 popsicles.
想我要吃个够瘾，吃个够。
Because each one is 50 cents, so she bought
吃到第三根
40 popsicles.
吃到第三根、第四根已经不那么快乐了，然后发现冰都开始化了。
And then when she ate her third or fourth, then her joy started to fade, and also the popsicles started to melt.
我们那时候很穷的，我怎么到十几岁家里才有冰箱的？没有冰箱的啊，所以他就到处送人，要不要帮我吃？要不要帮我吃
？So at that time we had no refrigerator, so she had to give to her friends. Anyone want popsicles? They're melting.
弟兄姊妹，你是怎么样子用你有限的人生
？So how do we spend the limited time we have in our life?
冰棒的快乐一下过去了，姐姐还有文具，弟弟还有玩具，不是妹妹还有玩具，她什么都没有了。
The joy of having popsicles soon fade away, and her older sister had still have stationaries, a younger sister's toys, and she ended up with nothing.
所以保罗劝我们要做最智慧的抉择，以得着基督为至宝。
So Paul encouraged us to make the wisest decision to lay hold of Christ, to know Christ.
然后有最专一的追求，就是我只有一件事。
And with the most focused pursuit, only one thing.
所罗门也劝我们不要依靠自己的聪明，要在一切所行的事上认定他。
And Solomon also teaches us not to rely on our own understanding, but in everything rely on the Lord.
所以诗篇十九篇，我希望大家都会背这段话哈。大卫的祷告说：“求你拦阻仆人不犯任意妄为的罪。”
Psalm 19, we can all remember that. Lord, please prevent your servant from presumptuous sins.
有一个罪非常可怕，胜过很多其他的罪，叫做任意妄为的罪。
There's a sin that is very dreadful.That is presumptuous sin.
大卫说：“不容这罪，就是这个罪，来辖制我，我便完全免犯大罪。”
Do not allow this sin to bind me, so that I will not sin against you.
你要晓得，大卫不是祷告说不要容罪辖制我，他是不要容这罪，因为这个罪我们太容易犯了。
Please pay attention that David did not say, "Please do not allow sin to bind me, to overcontrol me," but the presumptuous sin.Particular sin that he mentioned.
好，第二个挑战是约瑟子孙的埋怨。
And the second challenge is the complaints from the descendants of Joseph tribe.
就是他们凭着透过他们的环境、他们的遭遇、自己的感觉、自己的感受来看他所得着的。
Because they view their inheritance according to their feelings and their experiences, their judgments.
这个经文都在约书亚记十七章，请大家回家读。就是他们终于进了迦南，摆平了周围的仇敌。
So this happened in Joshua chapter 17, and then finally they enter into Canaan. They comfort all the enemies.
照着他们所拈的就高高兴兴的要来承受产业啊，就跟你高高兴兴的打开一个一个礼物，把包装都打开，看看里面是什么的那种心情。
Now they have drawn the lot.And joyfully, they want to see what they got. Just like when we open a surprise present, we want to see what we got here.
哪里晓得他们来到了那个地方
？And surprisingly, when they reached the land,
充满了树林，很多的树不方便住。
The land is full of trees, it's wooded land.
而在平地的上面呢，又有迦南人，都是带着马车，哦，是非常强悍的迦南人还守在那里。
So the mountains are full of trees, it's wooded mountains, and the plain area is full of Canaanites. They have iron chariots.
所以约瑟子孙马上就埋怨。
Immediately, the descendants of Joseph started complaining.
像不像我们的遭遇？我们很多的时候觉得圣经里面教会里面明明讲神是爱，神恩典够用，神什么样陪着我们，结果我的遭遇是这个这么多难处。
Just like oftentimes we say, oh, didn't you say God is love and he's full of grace, and how come my experience doesn't say so?
这个对他们是很不容易哈。 我没有时间去细读，但是 我把经文列了，我们很快的看一下。就是当初雅各，亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的雅各，在他临走之前，为了以色列十二个支派，为了他十二个孩子祝福。
So, we have no time to go through, the scripture, but in Genesis, chapter 49, these are the blessings that Jacob blessed the descendants of Joseph.
当他祷告到约瑟的时候，我们读一遍中文、英文。好，我先读中文。他说：“约瑟是多结果子的树枝啊。”我们跳到后面好了。那全能者必将天上所有的福，地里所藏的福，以及生产乳养的福都赐给你。你父亲所住的福胜过我祖先所住的福，如勇士的山岭自己的边界，这些福必降在约瑟的头上。好，我们看英文，你简单也读 summarize 就好。
Okay, the summary is that Jacob blessed Joseph and says, oh, by the God of your father, these blessings will exceed the blessings of your father, and then God will fulfill, and then the ultimate bound of everlasting blessing.
那么到了摩西临走之前，又为十二个支派祝福。
And before Moses died, he again blessed the 12 tribes.
在《生命记》33章那里，摩西为约瑟祝福的时候，他说：“愿他的地蒙耶和华赐福，得天上的宝物、甘露，以及地里所藏的泉水，得太阳所晒熟的美果，月亮所养的宝物，得上古之山的至宝，勇士之岭的宝物，得地和其中所充满的，并荆棘上集中的，荆棘中上主的喜悦。”你发现这些福，哎呀，我写都写不出来，太令人羡慕了。
So all the blessings that Moses gave is in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 33, and these blessings are beyond description, all for the descendants of Joseph.
所以我相信十二个支派进迦南的时候，最充满期望、最兴奋的就是约瑟支派。
So I'm sure when the 12 tribes enter the land, the Canaan, and I'm sure the tribe from the descendants of Joseph was the one that full of expectations.
天上的福、地上的福、地底下的福、勇士的福都要归他。
Because the forefathers, Moses and Jacob, have already blessed all the blessings in heaven and on earth.
进来却发现满山是树林，地上又是仇敌。
But to their surprise, the land that they inherited is full of woods in the mountains and then iron chariots of enemies.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有祷告不得答应的经验？你有没有在主人面前，你的期望变成更深的失望的经验？
So brothers and sisters, have you ever experienced that your prayers went unanswered or become disappointed?
绝定会有的。
I'm sure all of us would experience that.
我七九年来到美国，以为终于可以解决我的瘤的问题，被他们一刀一切，嘴巴就歪了。
So in 1979, when I first came to America, I thought finally I can find doctors to cure my disease, but then they actually failed the surgery.
还是美国最好的医院 NIH 介绍我去的医院。弟兄姊妹，我们带着盼望，带着信心，但是结果却是眼见的却是这样，经历的却是另外一回事。
So the doctors were actually recommended by NIH. So oftentimes we have expectations full of hope and faith, but then our experiences went opposite.
但是我很感谢主哈，约书亚没有因为他也是约瑟，以法莲支派，他就帮老乡开个后门哈，没有哈。
But I'm so thankful that Joshua, even though he was also one of the descendants of Joseph, he did not give them an easy way out.
啊，我不能因为我们都是山东老乡，所以你考试不及格，我让你及格，有关系就没关系，对不对？
I can let you pass if you fail the test simply because we come from the same place.
这是属灵领袖。
So Joshua is a spiritual leader.
他知道这班人需要的是什么。
He knows what his kinsmen need.
他更在他里面有一个信任，知道神永远不会错。
He also has this trust that God is never wrong.
神不仅仅不做错的事情。
Not only that, God does not make mistakes.
神也从来不随便做一件事情。
He also doesn't do casual things without purpose.
神所做的每一件事情都有积极的目的的。
And everything that God does has a positive purpose.
我再说一次这三件事啊，神从来不做错事。
God does not make mistakes.
神从来不随便做一件事。
And God does not casually do things without a purpose.
神所做的每一件事，换句话说，我们每一个人的遭遇，神都有积极的目的。
And then everything that God does has a positive purpose. Every experience that we went through has a positive purpose.
神说，所以约书亚说，虽然是树林，你可以砍伐。
So Joshua says, yes, the mountains are wooded, but you can cut the trees.
虽然有强悍的仇敌，有铁车，你可以把它赶出去。
Even though the enemies on the plain have iron chariots, you can defeat them and drive them out.
所以我们需要从相信神到信任神。
So we have to grow from believing in God to trust God.
这是生命与信心的突破。
And that is a breakthrough in our life.
第三个，众支派的妥协。
Third challenge is that the compromises of all the tribes.
四世纪第一章，你可以读出那个支派：马拿西没有赶出哪里的居民，迦南、以法莲没有赶出，亚瑟没有赶出，每一个支派都没有赶出一些人。
In the first chapter of Judges, you can see it listed all the tribes that did not drive out the enemies. Pretty much all the tribes.
不仅没有赶出，甚至三十四节说亚摩利人强逼。但人住在山地，不准他们下到平原。
Not only that they failed to drive out the enemies, but then, like verse 34, they were even being forced to stay on the mountains by the enemies.
广东话就你有没有搞错啊？你有没有搞错
？Maybe we say, "Are you serious about this?"
我的广东话只有不是广东的人听得懂的。
Pastor Yu was speaking Cantonese only.Non-Cantonese speaking people can understand.
明明这是我的应许之地，但是但人把我逼在山上，不准我下来。
So this was my inheritance, but yet the enemies forced me to stay up in the mountains.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天多少基督徒被仇敌逼到不能享受神给我们的应许
？Brothers and sisters, today so many Christians were cornered.By the enemies that we fail to enjoy.
任凭仇敌在这里羞辱我们啊
！We let the enemy shame us.
啊，所以神特别的警告他们：如果你不敢出去的话。
But yet there was a warning by God that if you do not drive out the enemies.
啊，我列的经文没空读了。神借着摩西、借着约书亚、借着使者都来警告他们。
So God has actually sent Moses and Joshua, even the angels, to warn them.
这些仇敌你不敢出去的话。
If you do not drive out these enemies,
他要成为你肋下的荆棘。
They shall be the thorns to your sides.
你想要体会一下的话，今天晚上夹个荆棘睡一觉，睡一夜看看。
If you want to experience it tonight, go to bed with thorns on your side.
他要成为你眼中的刺。
And they shall become irritants to your eyes.
刺多不舒服。
How uncomfortable!
它要成为我们脚下的网罗，复数啊，复数不是单数。
And shall be the snares to our feet.
不仅仅有这些外面的搅扰。
Not only that, we will have this harassments outwardly.
而且神说，我怎样对待他们，我要照样对待你们。
And God also says that how I treat them, I will also treat you.
直到你们在美地上灭亡。
Until you vanish and destroy on this beautiful promised land.
这个不光是遗憾，也是羞耻。人在美地却灭亡。
Not only this is a regret, but also a shame. You already enter into the beautiful land, yet you do not enjoy it.
因为我们不肯信而顺服。
Because we fail, we refuse to trust and obey.
四世纪第二章、第三章，神借着使者特别警告他们：你决定不可以跟这个百姓们立约。
And then in Judges chapter 1 and 2, the angels particularly warned them, you shall not make covenants with these people.
换句话说，不可以在生活上跟他们有掺杂、有混杂。
In other words, you do not mingle with them in your life.
第二个，不可以跟他们通婚。
Secondly, Do not intermarry with them.
这是讲到生命上的掺杂。
And that is to mingle in your life. In
第三个
Thirdly,
不可以去侍奉他们的神。
Do not serve their gods.
不可以在侍奉和敬拜上有掺杂。
Do not mingle with their worship.
任何东西你留下了 compromise, 这个妥协，它一定带来危机，带来伤害。
Anytime.We compromise. It will lead to pain and crisis.
好，我的时间到了。第一个，河东两个半支派完全凭自己做决定。
Let's review the challenges that they face. First, the two and a half tribes they insist on remaining on the east bank of the river without going to Canaan.
第二个，约瑟的子孙凭着自己的眼见跟感受，就在这里埋怨。
Secondly, the descendants of Joseph.Started to complain according to their sight and their feelings.
第三个，几乎所有的支派都妥协，留下一些舍不得对付的仇敌。
Thirdly, almost all the tribes failed to drive all the enemies out. They end up having enemies living in the land.
所以神对约书亚说：“你已经年纪老迈。”
And then God told Joshua, "You are old and advanced in years."
还有许多未得之地。
But yet there remain very much land yet to be possessed.
约书亚也把这样子的信息转给百姓，说：“你们单言不去得，要到几时呢？”
And Joshua relayed the message to the people, "How long will you neglect to go and possess the land?"
弟兄姊妹，我相信在我们生命生活里面都有许多的未得之地。
I'm sure in our life we have much land to be possessed.
不要再浪费时间了。
Please do not continue to waste time.
总要趁着还有今日，神把今天时间留给我们，是把机会留给我们。
While it is still called today, while we still have time, we still have a chance.
让我们来竭力得着神的上好。
Let's strive to receive God's best.
总要趁着还有今日。
While it's still called today.
把未得之地变成脚掌所踏之地。
Turn the unpossessed land into the land that we have set our feet on.
所以有人说，生命是神赐给我们的礼物。
Yes, someone says life is a gift from God.
如何过好它，是我们献给神的礼物。
But how to make the best of it? That's our gift back to God.
同样一本教科书，不同的老师可以教导出不同的学生。
Different teachers can make different results out of the same textbook.
同样的食材，不同的厨师可以做出不同的味道。
And different chefs can make different dishes out of the same material.
同样的乐器，不同的功夫能够演奏出不同的音乐。
And different musicians can make.Different music out of the same instruments.
同样的迦南地，不同的支派在主的面前得到了不同的结果。
And different tribes can receive different consequences and results and inheritance out of the same land.
今天你我里面都有同样的生命，耶稣基督做生命，那我们可以过出不同的生命性质和价值。
Today, every one of us have this precious life of Jesus within us, but it's up to us.How to make the best of this life that we have already received. We have received the same promise, the same commission.
但是在永世里面，我们有不同的结局。
But in eternity, we shall have different results.
关键在于我怎么样子过今生，怎么样子在神面前照着神的心意来活着。
But the key lies on how we choose to live our life today on earth.
我们先有一个祷告，然后我们再来唱 Living Hope。
Let's have a prayer, then we shall sing the song Living Hope.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然这么短的时间要交通这么大的题目。
Lord, the time is short, and yet the topic is so huge.
我们求你借着圣灵继续对我们说话。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us.
不管今天在哪一个点上，哦，在这三件事上有任何地方是我的问题，我都求主来帮助我。
If we have any of one of the three issues, Lord, we pray that you will help us.
不让它影响了我们来承受耶稣。
So that we will not be hindered from inheriting Christ.
教会也是这样。
It's the same with church.
到底我们在这些地方，什么地方妥协了，失败了？主啊，复兴你的教会。
Lord, if we have failed or compromises, Lord, we cry that you will revive your church.
让我们真实承受神在基督里为我们所预备的，那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存留在天上的基业。
So that we together can inherit the inheritance from Christ, an inheritance that is incorruptible, undefiable, and does not fade away.
把所有听这篇信息的弟兄姊妹，不论是在现场线上的，都交在你的手中。
We pray for all brothers and sisters who heard this message, whether it's in person or online.
不让我们怎么来怎么回去，主啊，你现在就来改变我们。
Lord, please do not allow us to go home empty-handed. Right now, transform us, change us.
我们没有一个人脚掌踏在美地之上，但是我们却得罪你，不讨你喜悦。
We cannot stand on this promised land yet still sin against you.
祝福你的教会。
Lord, bless your church.
奉主耶稣的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们请站起来唱。
Please stand and sing.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven.Spoke your name into the light. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written. Jesus Christ. Lost its grip on me. You have broken salvation.